Well, Jane Ace took her screen test in the movie contest, and needless to say, Arthur Lorenz, the Hollywood director, wasn't greatly impressed. Mr. Lorenz is convinced that only the Ace's friend Marge can play the role, but so far, he's been unable to get Marge to enter the contest. This episode takes place later the same evening, and is in alternating scenes between the Ace's bungalow and next door, where Mr. Lorenz is staying. But first to the Ace's, where we find Jane telling Marge and Mr. Ace about her test. Listen.
Well, there we were, all sitting in this room waiting to go in and be tested. All these girls. Oh, there must have been about 50 of us, if they were our day. And we each had a number. Mine was 88.
88, and there were 50 girls?
Well, maybe not 50, 40, I'm sure.
Well, you didn't count them, did you, Jane?
No. Well, there were all kinds. Tall, dark.
And handsome.
Yes, all kinds. And then they all started going in one by one.
In where?
Into the studio where Mr. Lorenz was testing them. Each time this man would come out, he'd say...
What man?
This man, Mr. Lorenz's assistant. His name was Kelly. Or Baxter.
Or both, maybe.
Yes, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyhow, he took each girl in and introduced her to Mr. Lorenz. I felt sorry for some of them. To think that they thought they had a chance to get into pictures.
But you were quite sure of yourself, though.
Well, I knew something that they didn't. You know, dear.
Well, what did you know, Jane?
Well, I can't tell. I promised somebody I wouldn't.
Well, what is it you could tell me?
No, Marge, please don't ask me. You know how things get around.
Oh, but it won't get any further with me. What is it? I won't tell anybody.
Oh, I know you won't tell anybody, but the people you tell it to might.
No, you trust her.
Well, I can't tell, so don't ask me. Where was I now?
You were feeling sorry for these girls.
Oh, yes. Well, honestly, if you could have seen them, you'd have felt sorry, too. Laugh, I thought I'd cry. Girls I never even knew lived in this town. Well, I thought to myself, it certainly is interesting to see why the other half lives.
Why the other half lives?
Well, anyhow, they called every girl because Mr. Lorenz had to test all of them that were in the contest, even if they didn't have a go to the champ.
Of course they did.
Listen, Jane, would you mind getting down to the main part of the story? We'd like to know how you did or what you did.
I'm coming to it. My number was 88.
You're not going to take them number by number, are you? I've got to be at the office by 9 in the morning.
Well, all right, you keep rushing me so. Finally, they came to number 88.
Finally is right.
Yes. Well, my heart was shaking in my boots. But I got right up and went in, and there was Mr. Lorenz.
No fooling.
Yes, he was sitting there in front of the camera. And I said, hello, Mr. Lorenz. And he said, hello, Mrs. Ace. And I said, just fine. And he said, that's good.
Oh, when you two wits get together.
Oh, come to the point, Jane.
I am. Oh, the way you keep rushing me. Well, he said, stand in front of the camera and sort of smile. And I did, and they took my picture. Then he said, smile more. And I smiled about a half an inch more. And then he said,
half an inch.
You were sort of measuring them out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then I had to be sad, cry, you know. Well, I tried to think of something to cry about, and I couldn't. The more I tried,
why didn't you think of yourself as a movie actress?
Oh, no, that wouldn't make me cry.
Well, you're different, I guess. But he finally finished your test, and he said you were okay. Is that it?
Okay, you mean to say he's going to have Jane win the contest?
Well, she might.
Might? Why, dear, you know.
Let's not discuss that. What did he say? Was that all there was to the test? You smiled and you cried, or you couldn't cry, or...
Well, I said to him, I said, how about if I do a part from the picture? And he was so surprised that I knew the lines and everything. Well, you could have knocked him down with a fender.
But did he say you were going to have the part?
No, he didn't say it yet. He can't say anything until all the girls have been tested. Now, how would it look if I won the contest before all the girls got a chance to win?
Well, not very good, I should say.
Of course it wouldn't.
Oh, but Jane, now seriously, you don't believe that you're going to win this, do you?
Why, sure I do. You don't think I'm not, do you?
Well, you look so happy and sure about it, I hate to see your plans upset.
Oh, well, now, Marge, you don't understand.
Don't understand why.
Well, say it's something we can't discuss.
Now, don't tell her, dear. You know we promise now.
Promise who what? What are you driving at?
Well, don't ask us. All I can tell you is not to worry. I'm going to win it all right.
You certainly sound sure of yourself.
Yes, I guess I do sort of... Sound sort of confidential, don't I?
Confidential is the word. The way you two keep hoarding some secret you've got. Well, I've got one myself.
One what?
I'd rather not discuss it. But I do wish you wouldn't bank too much on letting this thing end, because it's going to be an awful letdown for you if you don't.
Oh, Mark.
Oh, Jane.
Oh, Mark.
Oh, stop it. The point is that Mr. Lorenz didn't say anything definite to you. Is that it? You just took the test and that was that?
Yes, until the contest is over and they look at all the girls' pictures and see who did the best.
But what makes you so sure it's going to be you?
Well, you sound like you don't want me to win.
Oh, Jane, now you don't mean that. You know I hope you win. Why wouldn't I want you to win? But you sound like Mr. Lorenz had his mind all made up that it's going to be you.
Well, you'll see.
Well, I hope you're right. I only hope Mr. Lorenz does make up his mind that you're the girl for the part. It's all right with me, you know it.
What is it that I've seen a misunderstanding?
Misunderstanding? What about?
About a certain phase of this contest.
I don't get you. Didn't everything go up all right today? You tested about 90 girls, and there's going to be about 100 more tomorrow, and the day...
No. The misunderstanding is not about them. Those girls, they are horrible. They can offer nothing. No warmth, no depth, nothing.
Oh, then you don't like the girls I'm weeding out, is that it? You told me you wanted me to weed out about 100 a day for 3 days. Heavens, man, you couldn't get tested a 3,000th event of this thing.
My friend, once and for all, let me make this clear. I am not interested in the 3,000. I am interested in only one. I have told you that.
Oh, sure, that. Well, what was the misunderstanding? She was there today, and what happened?
That was the misunderstanding. She was not there.
Well, her name was on the list of the first 90. I thought of that myself.
What name?
What name? Jane A. Or Jane, she calls herself. She got the idea from some other... Oh, is that what's worrying? That name she picked out. Well, we can easily...
That is not the name of the girl I have been talking about.
Not the girl? Didn't you sit right here in this room and tell me you thought Jane was the one girl in this town who really had talent?
I did not say that. I said it was the young lady next door.
Well, sure. That's a young lady next door.
Miss Hale.
Miss Hale, Marge.
That is the one. That is the one I gave you a copy of the story to give to. She is the girl you said you could convince to take the test. I do not understand this logic.
I can't help it. Marge is pictured.
It may interest you to know that the word of Lorenz is not held so lightly in Hollywood. I cannot appreciate this laughing at a time like this.
I'm sorry, but this hit me all of a sudden. Why, I didn't know you met her. She's my girlfriend. We've been going together for some time.
Oh, your girlfriend.
Sure. And I didn't even know you gave her a second thought. You haven't even seen her but once or twice.
We had dinner together last night and we discussed it.
I can't get up.
You had what? We had dinner together last night. I tried to convince her, but
So that's the way the wind blows. Dinner, huh? Met her downtown, I suppose.
Of course, at the office where she was.
I see. I guess it's been going on for some time now. Let me see. You've been in town a couple of weeks, haven't you?
About a couple of
weeks. I didn't hear anything about this.
That was the misunderstanding. You thought I meant...
I didn't hear anything about this from her.
She is a strange girl.
Yeah, a strange girl.
She intrigues me.
Oh, she does. She intrigues you. I don't suppose she intrigued you with any details of our standing, hers and mine.
No, I never thought to.
And she never intrigued me with any details of these little rendezvous with you. Neither did she confide in me that you'd even mention this picture business to her.
She is a
strange girl. I'm sort of a patsy around here. The guy that's running the contest. I don't hear about these things.
But they have just explained to you.
Sure, you explain it to me. A stranger, practically, but not a word from her. Here I am running my head off trying to make this thing click, and she's on the inside track all the time laughing up her sleeve at me. Probably holding you off to the last minute. Big climax. She accepts and I look like a fool.
It is not as easy as that, my friend. She has not accepted. She does not seem to want...
Oh, I wouldn't let that worry me if I were you. I'll fix this little thing for you. You don't have to run around meeting her on the slot.
But if it had not been for our misunderstanding...
I'll say it was a misunderstanding, but it isn't anymore. Good night, Mr. Lorenz. I'll fix this thing up for you. It won't be any trouble at all. I'll have you fixed up in 5 minutes.
And all I have to do now is to start taking out the clothes I have to buy for the picture.
Now, wait a minute.
Okay, don't buy anything till you're sure of getting the part.
Why do you keep saying that? Honestly, Mark, you sound like you hope I won't get it.
Oh, I don't mean to. I'm only trying to protect you. I don't know what it is you've heard or what somebody told you, but this picture business is a tricky business. You have to make sure.
But I asked you. Isn't it terrible, dear, the way she keeps saying that?
I think she's right about buying a lot of clothes. In the first place, if you get the part, it seems to me the film company ought to supply the costumes you're going to wear.
The film company?
Yeah.
That must be Neil.
Neil again? Oh, I guess he and Lorenz have been talking things over. I'll let him in.
Why does he keep saying that the film company has to buy the clothes?
I didn't say has to buy. I said they ought to buy. But that's the way till everything's signed and delivered. I'm not...
Oh, hello, Neil.
Mark here?
Well, what do you think?
I wouldn't know. She wasn't here last night.
Oh, well, last night you had to work till late.
Oh, did she?
Oh, Neil, does the film company have to buy the clothes that you wear?
What's the matter with you? What are you staring at?
Where were you last night?
Well, last night I... Don't use that tone to me, Neil.
What's going on here?
Neil, does the film company have to buy
Jane,
the clothes
will you
for
stop
us?
That? What's going on, Neil? She worked last night.
Yeah, worked Lorenz.
What?
Neil Williams.
Just call me Patsy. That's what I am. Last night you had dinner with Lorenz. I don't know how many other dinners you had with him.
You be careful of what you're saying.
Sure. You've been careful for a couple of weeks. Now it's my turn, I suppose. This is the girl who wasn't interested in movies.
I'm not. Just because Arthur got it into his mind that I...
Arthur got it into his mind. Did you hear her say Arthur?
Yes, I heard her say Arthur.
What is all about? What's going on?
Nothing's going on. This schoolboy is making
this
up...
This schoolboy has just learned to add two and two.
Well, anybody knows how much that is.
The great Lorenz has turned the small town girl's head. He promises her a career in pictures. She laughingly holds him off. The boyfriend, the poor, dumb news hound, gets the runaround. Nobody tells him that the Hollywood genius is dining and wining his girl. No, he's just a stepping stone for the girl.
Wait a minute. You told us, as Lorenz said, Jane was the one.
That was a misunderstanding, one of a series of misunderstandings. But it's all very clear now. This is the young lady Mr. Lorenz has in mind. This is the young lady Mr. Lorenz has to dinner. This is the young lady that...
Mark! Oh, now, Jane, honey, let me explain.
I won't be here for it. I just came to tell you that it's all yours. Take the part. Good luck to you. Acting
ought to
be right down your alley.
Mark, my best friend.
Oh, Jane, don't get what he said.
Don't you stab me in the back when I wasn't looking. My best friend. Why, we were playthings together. That's what you meant when you said not to be sure. You were sure all the time.
Oh, if Mr. Lorenz could only see me crying now, then we'd see who'd get the part in the picture.
Jane's tears, while justified, are a little late for Mr. Lorenz. But now that Neil has spoken his piece, we wonder if Marge takes the movie offer. We'll learn more about that when next we meet the Easy Aces.